Have you ever struggled with understanding how to apply scales and modes? Sometimes it can be so hard to know what to play just from listening my ear, but maybe applying scales and modes isn't the answer. Maybe there's a much simpler way to think about improvising and jamming along with music. When I Google a simple explanation of guitar modes, I get responses like build diatonic triads using modes or learn modes Locrian, Ionian, Mixolydian. Many people have tried, but there just isn't a simple explanation. Many teachers try to teach something that looks like a 1, 4, 5, and other Roman math, but just forget about that for now. Others are convinced that the best way to learn modern music is from combining ancient Greek and Latin music theory concepts. Doesn't sound so smart when you put it like that. But seriously, if I wanted to learn about biology, would I rather start learning Latin and chemistry theory? Or would I rather read and watch some National Geographic? Or watch some Bill Nye the Science Guy? If I want to improve my jam and solo skills, would I rather torture myself by repetitively playing Greek scales and studying music theory a la Mozart? Or would I rather turn on some backing tracks, start creating my ideas on top of those tracks? Here's the simplest way to explain scales and modes in a way that benefits your jam time right now. Scales are the good sounding notes available to play with the chords of a certain song. Modes make the scales feel a certain way. Check it out. There are three basic feelings, or scales or modes, we're going to learn from our fret maps in this course. So for the first mode, and probably most popular learning place, is the pentatonic minor scale, or PMS. We recommend playing the pentatonic minor scale with almost any blues song. And I won't make any Mad Women jokes, but just remember that PMS is for songs that really sound like you got the blues. Normal minor scale has 7 notes. The pentatonic minor scale has 5 notes. Since the PMS is a version of the minor scale, it's going to feel more sad than happy and help you play with that kind of wailing or crying quality that we love about the blues. How do you apply it? If the first chord of the song is A minor or A minor 7 or A dominant 7, then try playing the A minor pentatonic scale. If the chord, if you're going to transpose it a bit and the first chord is an E minor or E minor 7 or E dominant 7, then play the E pentatonic minor scale. And so on, et cetera, et cetera. So next we get to the blues scale. I recommend playing the blues scale to add just a little bit of sophistication to your pentatonic minor scale. We also highly recommend playing it along with songs that sound more raw than sad. The blues scale is basically a pentatonic minor scale with an additional note that really makes it feel more advanced or jazzy even. Definitely more bluesy. That extra note really comes in handy for using as a transitional note. Not a note that you want to hear for very long on its own, but it makes the following note feel really good. How do you apply it? You simply try playing the blues scale in place of the pentatonic minor scale. Anytime the first chord of the song is going to be a minor, a dominant seventh chord, or a minor seventh chord, it should work great. Let's talk about the Dorian scale. In the popular 80s movies Back to the Future, the famous car was a DeLorean, DMC-12. At that time, that car was HOT, baby. That movie was pretty upbeat. DeLorean rhymes with Dorian, so I recommend playing the Dorian mode with blues songs that are more upbeat sounding, not completely sorrowful, but still blues. The Dorian mode sounds somewhat happy, but not overly happy. It still fits in with blues. This is because the Dorian mode is basically a major scale, but shifted. Literally moving your hands on the fretboard or the piano keys, to knock some of the overt brightness out of it and fit into the mood of blues music better. So there you have it. Don't overthink it right now. Just focus on playing the fret maps laid out for you. You'll start training your brain an entirely new and more creative skill. You don't need to know much theory per se. In order to improvise, you only need to know which notes will sound good at the moment. And at any given time, you have a higher chance of playing good sounding notes than playing bad sounding notes.